Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. I am very happy.
Good. Now,
how are you, Johnny?
Great, great. And you want to tell everybody about the topic today?
No, you do. You're so You're very good at introducing topics.
Yeah, the topic today is usually I think I am an introvert, and the reason this is our topic today is there's kind of a stereotype associated with being an introvert. We look at people, and we don't believe that they would be introverted, but they are. You know, it's sort of like here's something I've often wondered about. You know, today there was this famous actress that died a few years ago called Greta Garbo, and she was introverted. She didn't give any interviews, but she was in movies, you know.
Can I add to your introduction, which is going into the actual chatting about this subject?
Okay.
I just would like to interject something. And sometimes the person who is the introvert doesn't even realize they're the introvert either, because they actually view themselves in that way as the rest of the world. So they must be an extrovert. They must be. But in reality, they're not. So I think that we should talk about that. Like, wow, maybe there is not something wrong with the person. Maybe they just are chemically made that way, and that's perfectly normal. And they can accept it and not fight it anymore, and just love themselves how they are.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
Tell us about your life as an introvert.
Well, I've never wanted to do an office job. I always thought that if I were to work in an office, I would go crazy being around people all the time.
Why?
But it's not
because not that you don't love people. I'm sure you do love people, but why? Do you get anxious? Do you feel like everybody's energy in the room? Feel like you know what everybody is thinking, or you know what everybody's thinking, and it's a lot of stimuli for your brain, and you have to find ways to turn it off, because sometimes you must do the job where you're in around a lot of people. Sometimes you're not. But when did you recognize that you would prefer not to be in those situations? Did you then say, oh, I am an introvert, or did you not think about it, or did you not care, or did you know, and at what age?
Well, the thing is that I think that I realized that I could handle a situation, a different or introverted social situation, and be able to be cognitively aware of what's going on and handle it. But once you put me in an extroverted situation, I would fall apart, you know, intellectually. And
so you avoid those situations, or do you just, here's another one coming?
It's like if you saw me in a room with a lot of people, I probably wouldn't be able to handle it. But
if you were getting paid a lot of money to be in a room with a lot of people and get up and speak and pass your
it wouldn't be as good as it was with Be Alone. Just working alone. It wouldn't be as good. You would see, it wouldn't be my best work. You would be,
what would I see?
Well, you would see me fumble all over my words. I would say stupid stuff.
Well, if you say that you're going to do that, then you probably will in the future. Maybe you can stop talking bad about yourself. That is one of the key things. It's number one, pretty much. How are you going to even make it through life without a care? Like, just enjoy your moments. How, if you're always worried, you're worried about that, and you've just got to be able to get over it and not think, oh, I'll just fumble my words, or, oh, I'll put my foot in my mouth. Why not think, I'm going to meditate before I go into that room, and I'm going to take a couple deep breaths, and I'm not even going to talk. Or put yourself in a situation where you don't have to talk, like church. Just sneak out the back early, things like that. But you have to force yourself to be social, Johnny. I understand. I do too. But I always thought I'm an extrovert. I always would tell people I'm an extrovert. But no, I definitely now realize I guess I'm an introvert. I mean, this is what I've been doing my whole life since I was very small, is liking to just be alone, to concentrate, to like fiddle with things, fix things, look around, organize, decorate a little bit, clean. You know, like, I love just moments like that. Of course, I do love being around my family, and that's wonderful. But sometimes I don't even want the radio on. I just want to hear just whatever is in my space a lot. I like quiet. The birds do not bother me, by the way. In fact, they cheer me up, and it's a proven fact scientifically that birds, owning pet birds that chirp and sing, actually lifts your spirits as a human. So I just have them chirping a little bit. They take their naps. And now that I've come to this realization, which is just literally like two nights ago, right? And I said, I know my topic, or last Friday. I'm realizing I'm not depressed. I'm actually happy. I'm not weird. Some people just really relish that alone time, but they have the charisma that attracts them to the spotlight, the stage, the theater, the modeling world, what have you. In the entertainment business, they get, and when they're thrust in front of people and they are performing, they then love it. Then they absorb.
Let me ask you this question.
It's not about me totally. It's about science. It's facts that they then they enjoy it, but then they go back into loving to be alone. And maybe that I have to do more research. Maybe it's artistic people. And things take time when you're an artist. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think most Playboy Playmates are introverts or extroverts?
Well, there are too many to determine with so many different personalities. How many are there? 1,000 or 900? I really don't know. I mean, it's not a lot, but as far as me to figure out how many that in that large of a group, there's no way. I don't know. I mean,
so the ones that you've interacted with, would you say that they are introvert or extrovert?
I would have to go through them and really analyze, because it's very hard to determine when you're working with somebody or seeing them from time to time, and they're on, okay? They're on for the camera. They're work mode. They're full of makeup. and determine, is this person an introvert or an extrovert? It's very difficult. So I would have to say I don't know. I do not know. And also, a lot of introverts like to hide that they are introverts, and they will be more charismatic in certain settings, and totally fine in that setting too, but it tends to drain them, and it takes them a lot longer to recover from a setting like that. And that would be actually me.
Okay. What was the moment that made you realize you were an introvert?
Well, actually thinking, oh, I was looking through a lot of old snapshots, and then I saw some of my brother and I when I was probably 9, 10, 11, 12, around that age, and it just took me back in my memory about how I just wanted to be in my room alone and just, you know, set all of my little knickknacks up perfectly, polish them, polish all the leaves on the plants that I had growing, and vacuum and just like make it really pretty. And I had the Barbie doll collection. Everything just was set up perfectly. And I like dealing with that stuff. I just like doing it. I went into a zone. I like it. And my brother would knock on the door because he was lonely. Hey, can I come in and visit? And I said, well, I'm in the middle of doing my stuff. And he would say, I promise I won't talk. He just wanted to sit in there. And he will tell you that I would meticulously do each section of that room. And I would never get bored. And I'd have collages and I'd have thumbtacks and stuff like that and collect them and cut them out. And he would just watch me. So he can attest to you. And that doesn't change. And I could be very fastidious about organizing the makeup counter and just do it for, I mean, time just flies. But maybe that's my form of meditation.
Right. Do you think, I mean, this was something that you came to realize, or is this something that just sort of hits you all of a sudden?
Well, I mixed that with the feeling that I have when I'm doing the organizing and it's finally getting somewhere and I feel like, oh gosh, this knickknack corner with the lights looks so pretty. And it's just, then I remember that connected feeling of when I was a child. And that is in me, okay? That's an introvert right there, where you don't want anything else. It's not even about later show and tell. It's not even about that. You like doing it for some reason. It's meticulously organizing something. It takes time up. So I've had to watch a lot of guides on how to, there's a difference between organizing and it's called decluttering. So organizing is something that you may have done all day long, but another person can walk in from the morning and walk in after all day and not even notice what you did. Okay, that's the difference. So now I'm learning, well, I'm doing the decluttering too. So I'm making headways, but I think being an introvert and just enjoying the moments of just little moments like that, but you're valuing your little stuff and you're polishing it and you're taking care of your shoes. And I mean, my closet is completely done and organized by the style and color lined up and everything's perfectly folded and clean. So it just takes time being me. And a boyfriend of mine did say this a long time ago. He just said, it must be hard being you. And it like kind of hurt my feelings because, well, they thought is like toiling to be like that much of a perfectionist and a detail-oriented person. But I'm not saying everything's always perfect. It could be in such a mess because I can't get to it because all of my the meticulous stuff takes too long. So I'm working on just trying to be like a normal person and just like breezing through it and doing it just quickly. It's a process. And then I was just thinking, well, you know what? Maybe I am an introvert. Not so much that little hang up about, I just need to keep putting myself on a timer, which is 20 minutes on for work, like computer work and technical stuff, then 20 minutes up and maybe doing the hand washing and a fun thing like putting up a mirror or a picture, something like that. So that's what I've been doing for a couple of days now, and it's working.
The, wow. I mean, let me ask you this. If you were to suddenly get really, really, really famous, do you think it'd be easy for you or hard?
Easy because, yeah, I could bring a lot to me. I would probably be like that type of person. Definitely like the Charlie Sheen and the Hugh Hefner type. And the other guy, oh my gosh, with the Grumman Goose. Oh, and I read his book. Okay, we'll think about it. Think of it in a minute. But, oh my gosh, I'd be like one of those. Not too much of a hermit, I hope.
Do you want to know a memory trick I can tell you?
Why? Why is that going to help me? What's
yes,
that going to help
will.
Me with this
okay.
issue?
I
being
took
an
this,
introvert,
I
it's not an
trick
issue.
In,
no.
A memory. What?
Hold on. How does this memory trick help us with realizing we're an introvert, which is not a bad thing,
well,
which I didn't finish about the introvert
okay.
Topic yet, that now happier since I realized, hey, oh my gosh, I'm not an extrovert. I hope it doesn't disappoint everybody because they love it when, you know, I go out and a lot of times I am, you know, the, what do you call it? Well, we're always laughing of the party. Like, anyway, it's always a highlight. And I just want everybody to always have fun. And I'm laughing and smiling and gracious to people and always would be dancing. And, you know, I love to decorate. And I've had so many great parties, from girlfriend parties, showers, red carpet parties, club parties, limo parties, parties that have came to several times of mine, and New Year's Eve parties, Christmas parties, all these at different homes and different places. And that was wonderful, but I was thinking, well, I did all that, and people would look at, well, wow, look at all these people you were around. But they didn't really live in those moments with me. I do remember when I was with a wonderful man that there was always an entourage of people. Even when I would go home from dance practice in the early evening, sometimes I would just drive up and down Mulholland Drive just because I didn't even want to go home yet, because I knew I'd walk in the door. Well, I'd walk up the steps. I could have taken the elevator all the way up to my room, but that's rude because in my Leo personality, I can't do that. If somebody's in the home where I reside, I will have to be gracious and say hello. And that, oh my gosh, to me, I have to be on, and that drains me so much, and I don't like it if somebody puts me in that place because the person I'm with doesn't care and just doesn't even say goodbye, just walks up to their room whenever they want. without a word and nobody cares. I could never do that. That is the first time I ever in my life had to go seek counseling to deal with how am I going to deal with these people. I think I'm going to just lose it because it was irritating me. I mean, there was, I counted it, 12 people working in the home I shared with my boyfriend per day. And when I'm in my robe, I don't want to go down to watch TV with my boyfriend, the big screen stock market,
mm-hmm.
in our matching robes when there's some 17-year-old boy who doesn't speak English, like, snickering and giggling because he, like, saw me in my home, in my robe. So, no, it was a lot. Okay. So those are the things I dealt with on those major, huge group jet trips. And, I mean, sure, they were wonderful, but I'm a one-on-one person, which was okay because I'd always have that one best friend that I would invite, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To me, somehow that works. And maybe you and I can look into that more. Like, why are people just only drawn to just do one friend at a time, one-on-one? Unless you're having a party or something one day. But to just get together all the time on a regular basis where it's all the three of you or four of you, that's kind of odd to me. I don't do that. I've never really... Mm-hmm. I see the cliques out there that are my friends. And, you know, they could easily invite me. But it's like maybe I have, like, a repellent energy for those things. I'm not sure. But there's no reason. It's just I am far away, but I do go up to that area every so often. Oh, but I'm really enjoying Huntington Beach. And mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you, since I did have really had that really, what do you call it, epiphany when you realize something.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I really feel like now that I know I am an introvert, then I can be, like, free. It freed me up. Because mm-hmm. all these things made sense. So the first thing I did is found a wonderful trail on Monday, and I did an hour and 20-minute hike in the beautiful ecological reserve area. And it was a beautiful day. And that's a pretty good walk or jog. Nice. Next time I will just jog it on the flat parts. Well, I like jogging up and down the little hills, but anyway, it just kind of freed me to say, hey, well, you know what? I am going to go anywhere I want alone because I've never thought that was weird. And so I'm just going to not having a partner right now stop me from me being very adventurous. So I also, you know, I planned this with a friend to just help with your skin. And if you walk or jog, run every day, you will see that your face will look younger and more firm, and it will have great color, and you will get your vitamin D outside, and it will make a big difference. So I just said, hey, do you want to do this at, you know, every week, once a week? And I'll choose the place, and you choose the destination. And why not, you know, why stop there? I'm doing my drum lessons on Wednesday. So introverts, actually, I think that they do get a lot out of life. It's just more usually one-on-one at a time. Even with my child, we often talk about it. What if your twin did live? it was going to be a boy, and it's we can't imagine it, you know, Johnny. We just can't imagine like a male, and he's getting older, walking around here. You know, we would have a different life. Plus, my life probably would have been a lot different. He would have just probably been into baseball, football. I would have been totally just that kind of mom that was always there at those, which I was for Priscilla, but it was more random, like on a private soccer team or a private volleyball team, tennis, but mostly swimming. So you take her to the swimming pool or it's close by. So it wasn't like the games. I always wanted that, but we are so happy with how it is because we both think, oh my gosh, I'm so glad she's a girl. And she's like, yeah, this worked out okay. I mean, if you had to have one. So
let me ask you this. Yeah. Is Priscilla an introvert?
No. Not at all. That is also another, that's a good question, by the way. That's also another reason why it stands out that I am an introvert, because she has so many extrovert qualities that it's noticeable, the difference in the person. She is so social. She's always on the phone with several different friends per day, actually talking on the phone, not just Snapchat, then actually getting together, not so much on school nights, but all throughout the weekend. It's different people's homes, it's groups, it's big groups, it's get-togethers, no anxiety about it. She can leave with the clothes on her back and be fine. She can leave without a purse and be fine. She knows the whole, but, you know, she probably doesn't want to leave without her purse, but she's that type. She's not fastidious about getting up and just doing it and going and meeting the friends and being the leader and rallying it up and calming people down and being like the social person too. Very creative as well, though. Wonderful with her makeup and fashion and fitness. Knowledgeable about fitness and actually doing amazing gym workouts with nobody telling her to do it, just on her own accord, and just I'm happy with. So if she's listening, she was listening to a little bit earlier, she I'm sure would tell you if she had to really see, are you one or are you not one? She would probably say introvert for me. She lives with me. She knows what it takes for me to make a phone call or get ready for something special. And it is a lot easier. It's great. It's great being me if you're organized. But being unorganized with your wardrobe and just every little thing that you need to go under it, which is so many things different when you're a woman. If you're not organized, you could really bring yourself to tears getting ready. If you can't find just the thing that you need to finish the outfit off, it can be very frustrating. So I am still getting there with all of this. And I'm proud of myself, actually drawing out the blueprint and making it happen. Anyway, it's enough, but hey, everybody, yeah, I am one. It's freeing to, maybe you are an extrovert and everybody thought you were an introvert because you were misunderstood, or nobody really, I didn't take offense to anybody saying, oh, you're so... Nobody really says you're such an extrovert. I had actually in softball in the beginning years, my award was Miss Pizzazz, which I thought that is totally cool. I love that. I got to write that down. I forgot about that. Miss Pizzazz. My coach name, like, I don't know, the team made it up or something. I still have the award. I thought that was such a cute, great compliment name. They're not just going to say that if you didn't have pizzazz. So I love that. And then, so I got that. And one time I won best smile of all of junior high. So I don't think people thought I was an introvert, but I was a cheerleader. So, but inside, you know, if I saw somebody in the stands being mean and mouthing something mean, and it was really scary to me, and it really affected me. I didn't like it. It was like static, horrible, like bad energy. Like, why did you have to ruin this moment or this life you're in it? Because I didn't do anything to this person. So things like that stand out to me, and it makes you draw in. And it did. It made me draw in and then just add more sports to my schedule. And I love sports. Then my other nickname I got by my band instructor, I played the flute, was Crusher.
Crusher,
yes. C-R-U-S-H-E-R. And I loved that. And I got it because when people tried to move up and you were first chair and you had to block them or somebody might have beaten you, you want to get your first chair back. Well, I got my nickname because I was pretty good at staying first chair. Crusher. And then that carried on to the volleyball team, which I thought was awesome. And then you get to high school and pretty much you don't have nicknames anymore, you know, but those were cute little nicknames that, or little awards that through life, it kind of defines you and people, and you see, oh, people perceive me that way. Well, and you don't think about it, maybe. I just, for some reason, thought it was time to think about it more. Like, who am I? Why am I me? Why am I like this? Why is it so easy for me to, as well, to also, like, keep in good spirits? Like, if somebody does affect me and bounce their bad energy on me and, like, does something evil towards me, I can just totally bounce out of it like quickly into being happy again. I can do that. I can do it. It won't affect me and it won't put me in a depression and it won't enrage me. I can keep my cool. Then I filter it out and then I get rid of it. And because I am too strong to let them, whatever they were doing, which does not matter, ruin my peace of mind. It goes through. I can feel myself like, okay, you get upset or you get mad real quickly, but then I'm able to like filter it out really quickly and like move forward. I've noticed that about myself. You have to, because if you don't have hope, forward, it's over. Move forward where there's happiness. If you don't have that, it's hope is what always got me through my hard moments in childhood. I'm not talking about school. School was my, like, haven, okay? Just moments that were... You thought, oh my gosh, so angry. You have to hold it in. That was a big exercise to have to hold so much in when you're growing up. Then What do? Explode? No. You just know someday this is going to be over. And you just work towards that day. That's what I did.
I mean, so you find calm in being alone?
Yes. Also, when I think I have to call people back and then they get hurt feelings because I'm not calling them back and I just don't want to then really call them back because then I have to make 20 minutes of excuses of, oh, I do love you, I do care. And then you have to hear, it's always an hour. And I just never have that hour to give. I'm not sorry anymore. I don't have time. And I've talked to a few family members and close friends, a couple, okay? They say, hey, I don't do it. I don't have time. So why can't I say no? Who am I if I can't even say no? So I've been doing that now. I'm not saying I'm so great, 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 great. I'm saying that I've taken little bits of everything I need from different shows we've done and different scientists and counselors and therapists along the way, and I've applied it. And it's been wonderful. We've had wonderful guests educating us on so much, especially with mind health. So, of course, I know all of the things, and I do them, and it does help. But when you're an introvert, you like being alone so much, just be careful, too, because then you can be alone so much that it's hard to get back out there. And slightly that has happened to me. Nothing like actually having that disorder, like Kim Basinger. She didn't leave her house. I don't know for how long, but there are some high-profile people that they've done documentaries on that have
agoraphobia.
Yes. I wonder if this happens to even extroverts or it doesn't matter. Do you know anything about it?
No, but I know what agoraphobia is.
What is it caused by? Do they know?
Nope. I know what it is, though. I mean, it you're afraid to leave the house.
Excuse me. And is it afraid, or is it just so much anxiety with just getting to the point of turning that knob and walking out like that? You just cannot to that point. But you don't really know why you can't get to that point. Maybe it's just a million little things that are just negative in your head, and nothing helps.
Right. I mean,
I have another alarm that I set. Alarms help me a lot. If you don't have a boss, you don't have a manager, you run your own schedule. You have to have a way of really reminding yourself, get this task done, this task done. But I have an alarm for right after our shows. It says, go on your walk or hike. So I say, hello, that's important. Usually I have done it in the morning or a lot of times, but sometimes because right after that, I've got to change the time because I have to go a little earlier because now it's too late because the sun will already be down and the sunset I will have missed. So I need to change the time, but in the summer it would be every night for me at 6 o'clock. I was just after the show, I would go for my hour walk or hike and see a beautiful sunset.
Wow. Yeah, that must be very soothing. I mean,
is that weird
to
do it alone every single day?
Hmm?
Is it weird to go alone? When I go on walks, I see half of the people are alone, half of the people are walking with another person. So I think it's half and half. Why do you think it's important to know, or is it important to know? It was kind of for me, because thinking you are one way all the time, realizing, no, you're just, you know, it's great to plan something, and that's so fun, but I'm glad I am, because how wonderful is it that you can be so happy just doing your little things, admiring your stuff. I set up the whole drum set. I practice my drums, and I like collecting things. So, and I have beautiful nature around me. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad. I mean, it's not bad.
Well, do you think, because some people think they need to share their life with somebody, on our last show,
right,
we were talking about that. So, do you, not that is it bad. Okay. What do you think is more important? Sharing your life with somebody, or just having great moments?
Well, you know, you might argue, I will tell you this, though, I'm going to say that I could make the argument that living alone is better than being with somebody in a horrible relationship, you know.
That's true. And being careful that you don't get, being okay to be alone is important, because if you are not okay with it, you could be codependent, and the next person that comes along, you're just with them. And then what have you put your child through if you've just go through man after man after man, relationships in and out, in and out. They become, you know, top priority. I mean, I think it's damaging. It's interruptive. It could go astray in the wrong way real quickly. So I just avoided that altogether. Unless I was engaged or married, no man is going to be spending the night at our home. Yeah, period. Mm. Period.
That's interesting.
That's not about being an introvert, though. That's just my own moral parenting. Just the environment. I would like to have her feel safe in her own home. You know, she doesn't have to be surprised when she walks into the kitchen.
Right.
Some guy in an apron making eggs. You know.
Oh, you mean Priscilla?
Well, yeah, I mean Priscilla, my daughter. I've never put her through that. Ever. To where, right. Yeah. I think a lot of ladies have done that. Or then just let the guy move in altogether without them even being engaged or married.
That's true.
It's just interruptive. I mean, it's not like, oh, I'm so morally correct with this. I just think it's disruptive. I don't need somebody coming in and, you know, who knows how they're going to be? We don't know what kind of parent they're going to be. Just bring somebody in. You better have some counseling before you do something like that and know their views. And what are they going to do? Try to boss your kid around and the kid's not used to that? And the kid's not used to it, you know? So it could cause a big wedge, and then you're connected financially with them. It's just, it could be a big interruption. So I think, that's what has to do with it. Introverts have a lot of time alone to think, and they think about things like that, and they don't move on something unless they're very sure. And if they have moved on something without thinking about it, they sure as heck learn from their mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, do you think you've always been an introvert?
Yes, I have always been an introvert. It's not something that you acquire. You're chemically made up to be that way. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just your psyche. Some people can tune out all of that noise and feel they could be in a room full of people chatting and watching TV and still fall asleep right there. And they're totally fine with it. And like you and I, we are just feeling everybody's energy and thinking about, like, knowing what they're thinking. It really is just maybe us individually and not being an introvert, more of just a clairvoyant type of person. But me personally, I need to be have alone time to just recharge. But I'm learning how to get my schedule right, and the exercise is very important. I feel 100 times better that I got out there and did not just an hour and 22 minutes. I just thought that was good. It was really a good thing to do.
That's great.
That's great.
I mean, so
well,
you feel,
how do you feel? How do you feel about being an introvert? And how long have you been an introvert, Johnny?
It's funny because when I was in college, they did my profile, and it was INTP, Myers-Briggs. And my sister once told me, she goes, that's ridiculous. You talk people zero off. And I said, it depends on the circumstances.
I agree. Some classes you may be answering all the questions and laughing with all the kids, and maybe in another course with a different group and a different instructor or teacher, you would be a clam up. And that was so me. Like, some people saw one side of me and some people saw the other side of me who were ever in those classes. And it's the total environment, atmosphere. The atmosphere and the subject matter, like, if I'm comfortable with it, which was usually not, I would, say it's geometry. It just was really not a fun hour ever. I wouldn't want to talk. I didn't want to bring attention to myself and have to answer, questions in front of like 30 laughing kids and a professor that, always makes fun of everybody who gets things wrong. Like, I didn't want to be that. I didn't want to put myself in that situation. So I would just clam up. But I mean, maybe extroverts would clam up too in that situation.
Right.
It's interesting. There's a lot more to learn. Oh, by the way, we do have a lady who would be very knowledgeable on the subject. Thank you, everybody, for all of your emails to BarbaraMoreHost@Outlook.com. Johnny, they're flooding in of people who are great, very interested, as being on as guests. So I look forward to those emails to you, and we look forward to getting back to all of those wonderful prospects, and can't wait to meet some new great people who are in the top of their fields.
Great. Okay, that's great. Do you want to do the shout out?
Well, first I would like to know one more question about you and how you feel about being an introvert. Okay, here's my question.
Yeah.
Here's my question.
Great.
Do you, when you're getting to know a person, ever use being an introvert describing yourself or making excuses for yourself of being a certain way, or just saying, hey, this is me, I'm an introvert, or you leave introvert out of the whole thing and don't even think about the topic and it doesn't really matter? Which one?
I the only reason I would leave it out of the topic is if it was a problem. I don't think it is. I mean, people sometimes they go fast with social settings, and other people they go slow. I can talk to a person for hours on the phone, but you know, in person it gets tricky. You know.
Oh, even one person. So you can talk to anybody. I'm more about I can see anybody in person. It's on the phone that I am so leery of getting on the phone with anybody. It's so usually uncomfortable and awkward, and it's so very draining. I found another YouTube video that I posted on our Facebook Life After Happiness radio show where you can follow there for free. Well, it's exactly, it describes me. And I always call it the phone phobia. It's just a little joke, but you just have to get over it, which maybe it's easier to get over something if you realize, hey, look, this is just the introvert in me. You don't really want to have to be on, well, I still don't have a way to make it feel fun. So I just do it because you have to make phone calls sometimes, don't you?
Yeah.
But I don't think of them as fun. I'd rather have like a family reunion. And why would an introvert want a family reunion? Well, because it's smart and you can see everybody all at once. That's why I love the Playboy Mansion so much. And everybody can attest to that, the regulars and all the Playboy Playmates, because we could see all of our friends all at one time, and exciting people too, and free-flowing food, wonderful cuisine, and, you know, open bars with two big bartenders, and everything was free, and there was, you know, security guards keeping you safe, and they had, it just was wonderful how safe it was where they would put the green turf, AstroTurf, all over the back sometimes for the Midsummer Night's Dream Party, where they would put up the pillows with the low tables where you actually sit down in the pillows on the floor, and they'd have it all silky with the low tables. It was really cool. I even sat there with Hef one time, Hef and Brandy Roderick. The three of us sat there for a few minutes and looked all around.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Brandy Roderick is an introvert?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think so. I would say now, like my mind was just going through a lot of the things she does, and one of them is real estate. And people have suggested that for me, and I just think, okay, I can't think of something worse than that, really, because I would have to be on the phone not just once but several times with many different people, and you never knew when you were going to get the call. And no, I just, that is so not for me. And well, I would say since she does do that and she's very good at it, that she is not. And she seemed so happy. Well, she's not an introvert. She's an extrovert. She seemed so happy all the time being in the group with the girls, with Hef as his girlfriend for a while, and then just always the smile on her face. I doubt that she's an introvert because she's handled multiple group things many times successfully and happily and consistently. We love her. She was on the show. She's awesome. And I would say we could ask her, you know, and I will. I'll ask her what she thinks she is. And just because you think you are something, does that really make you are? Or is there a test out there that we could actually test ourselves?
Right.
Or do doctors test you? Or psychologists?
Yes.
No, I'm asking.
Oh,
will
I
you
don't
ask
know.
Your dad? Ask your dad.
I think there is the Myers-Briggs. I know that they give you, which is what
okay.
They gave
me. What? How do you spell it? Because I want to take that test.
Myers-Briggs. And there's a hyphen between Myers and Briggs.
Myers-Briggs. Okay, I'm going to look that up. Thank you, Johnny. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Make sure you do subscribe to our Blog Talk Radio profile so you will get all of our updates. See you on Friday, Johnny, and then the next Tuesday after that. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.